Thanks, Damien. Out of sight, out of mind. That's what you might think about Chile's big earthquake last night, but not so fast. North Coast earthquake expert Dr. Lori Dengler says it is yet another wake-up sign that all earthquakes and tsunamis are still part of the landscape, especially around here. Dengler says the tsunami generated by the quake in Chile will not affect the North Coast. It's going in the other direction. But she reminds us that we need to be prepared for the possible, some say inevitable, ground shake and the water that follows. She reminds us to know how to be prepared and be prepared. No question that Father Eric Fried was a peacemaker. He's the St. Bernard's priest killed by an intruder New Year's Eve in Eureka. Now a local peace group is recognizing his contributions. The interfaith group awards Humboldt County peacemakers with a cash award. They're doing it again this year, but they're honoring Father Fried in a unique and different way. Next month, they'll be presenting a gift to St. Bernard's Parish in Father Fried's memory, a way of recognizing his peacemaking contributions. Father Fried had been a priest here for 3 years in the parish, and before that had served in Japan and other Northern California churches. Meanwhile, a St. Joseph Hospital group has been meeting each Wednesday night in the chapel to discuss their loss of Father Fried and how to honor his memory. March was a good month for rain on the North Coast, and the last 2 days have been even better as heavy rains fell across the region. That rainfall bodes well in a state where drought emergencies are becoming declared in communities both near and far. Parched wells, dried-up reservoirs, and aging infrastructure have caught the attention of lawmakers in both Sacramento and Washington, D.C. Here on the North Coast, however, reservoirs are full, and Supervisor Estelle Fennell says the time to focus on water storage is now.
If people can store in the wet months, they have it for the dry months. That's time-honored. And what we're trying to do is incentivize people to do that. And that is an amazing thing to see, is how many tanks are going out into the country.
The welcome rains of the past few weeks have helped, but only locally. The focus on drought mitigation efforts continues throughout the state. Eureka police officers will wear purple ribbons on their uniforms throughout the month of April to help bring awareness to the issue of sexual assault during Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Eureka police hope to bring to light the abuse, much of it committed by family and friends, as well as the justice system, and to display their solidarity with the victims of sexual assault and abuse. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. March 31st was the original deadline for California residents to sign up for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. However, due to the large number of people who attempted to sign up for coverage, state officials decided to extend that deadline. Local insurance agent Steve Justice visited Talk Shop and discussed the act, including which companies would be providing coverage.
We have two companies up here that currently are vending in this Covered California Exchange, inside and out, individual policies in our county. That would be Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield of California.
Justice added that his agency is working with Congressman Jared Huffman in order to resolve any problems regarding the implementation of the act.
Blue Shield of California is offering only an exclusive provider organization. Simply put, that means that if you're within that EPO network of theirs, you're covered according to their policy design. If you're outside of that network, you're not covered at all.
Residents will now have until April 15 to sign up for health insurance. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.